change first half to second half for you?
Stop throwing interceptions. So, they did a good job, and they had some good things in the first half, and we made some adjustments, started seeing what they were doing, and started making better decisions, and throwing the ball more accurately. So, just a couple of bad decisions on my part that led to the interceptions, and just learned I can't put our defense in those type of situations. Our defense is too good to give up points and throw interceptions for touchdowns. But second half, I thought guys fought. We were confident that we could get going. We were still very much in the game. Just had to go down and score a couple of touchdowns. Kept settling for field goals, which is a little frustrating. But finally got within eight and just knew we had, now we're one touchdown and a 2-point conversion away. And guys stepped up and made some big plays.
Did you see Bradshaw out there? What was your reads down there in the first half when you saw
him? Yeah, I looked at Ahmad. It looked like he maybe opened up late when I saw the pictures. So, started looking at him at first and I saw a linebacker. It looks like he ran by the linebacker. And then I came back, to Beattie, which is obviously, not the guy who you want to be catching a whole lot of passes. But gave him a shot and obviously didn't quite connect on it. Yeah, it was a great decision by him. He, we've been running a similar play all day, and we said on the sidelines, next time they did that, you could still just run right by the guy and widen and get to the sideline, and that's exactly what he did. He, he saw the safety coming down to guard him. He ran right by him, widened, and outran everybody. So just a big time play by him in a crucial situation when we needed a play, needed a touchdown, and he gave it to us. Yeah, it was great to have all our weapons. And Victor, Hakeem, both of them stepped up, made some big-time catches, some third-down conversions, just hanging in there tough, run after catch. I thought both those guys really played outstanding, played tough, and, took a lot of catches. They took some hits but kept fighting back and wanted to be in there. And it's a great 1-2 punch.
What's going on through your mind, Eli, after the third interception?
Same thing. Just obviously you go into halftime. Just same. I gotta make better decisions. Kind of started seeing some things that they were doing. Made some adjustments. Said we're gonna be okay. And here's how we're gonna attack it. And we had some good drives. We were moving the ball. Well at times. We just kept settling for field goals. Had some missed opportunities down in the red zone. And so we just knew we could get back in the game. We knew we were still right there in the reach and. The guys fought and believed, and we got the ball. Defense, kept getting the stops and did a good job. And when we got the ball, go down there, had some good drives, and we, kept staying in the game, not making the mistakes, kicking the field goals, but, making little steps. And we got it within eight, with time. Defense got us an interception. We knew we were right there in the mix. Bad decisions. Mostly. You know, it's a lot of times a decision, made with a bad pass, it leads to a bad, bad result. So, those are kind of some of the things that occurred. It's fun as a quarterback. You like to throw it. You like to, be in that mix and spread them out and see what they're doing and have some runs, have some throws, and mix things up. And when guys, obviously, it's fun when guys are getting open and guys are making plays and you're seeing things, and you get to fight back especially the first half, you're frustrated, you're angry, and then you get the excitement of coming back and see it happening, see the rally happening, see our defense get fired up, and our offense. I thought their defense was getting tired there, be able to sit back there for a little bit, make some decisions. So, it's not the situation you always want to be in, but it can be fun.
Eli, you spoke about not only in the season, but just the importance of always getting even out.
Yeah. No one wants to start 0-2. We've obviously done it before and made a run and got into the playoffs and stuff. But it's a big win, and especially after the first half playing poorly. Last week not playing well. To kind of get back to that that level of playing good football. And that second half was really good. No punts, no turnovers. Can do some things better, obviously, but some big time plays and stepping up when we needed it. That was fun to have.
Well, Steve, your yardage total was in the top 10 regular season NFL history.
Obviously you don't always want to be in those circumstances, and obviously we're down and had to throw it a bunch, and if you count all my interception yards, I'd probably be number one. So thank you.